Hi there, my name is Ana Paula Picasso, and you are listening to Blockchain Beat. Here is an episode about how crypto is causing a social impact for the unbanked and underbanked communities in Brazil. I spoke to fellow Brazilian, Tainá Reis, the founder of Moeda Seeds, a crypto wallet designed to provide microfinance for businesses in underprivileged areas. Also, Moeda Seeds has Moeda Market, where anyone can invest in projects that are causing a positive social impact in Brazil with their token Moeda.
So our mission is to humanize like finances and really like expand access to capital for people, companies, and projects that are needed the most. The challenges that we have here, I encounter in Africa, Southeast Asia, India. We're like the same, like people need access to capital and the education on how to implement the capital in a smart way.
If you want to know more about Moeda Seeds, I'll put all the links in the description. And don't forget to follow Blockchain Beat in your favorite podcast platform. This episode is brought to you by Blockchain PR. If you want to know more how Blockchain PR can help your business grow, just go to www.blockchainpr.online. Hi, Tainá.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Blockchain Beat. It seems that I'm having every other episode with a Brazilian. I had two episodes ago, I had a conversation with another Brazilian about blockchain digital marketing. Now you're here, and we're going to talk about Moeda Seeds and social impact and microfinance. So I came across Moeda Seeds a few years ago, actually. It was a Medium post. I read about you guys, and then as it happened, we got in touch again. Yeah, so if we could just start telling everyone what Moeda Seeds is and why blockchain, more importantly. Why did you guys choose blockchain?
Oh, thank you, Ana, for having me here. It's a pleasure. And for you to be Brazilian too is wonderful. I'm very excited. Yes, Moeda is a dream coming true and now expanding and growing. It's the biggest inspiration is my father, which he started one of the largest credit programs in Brazil for agriculture, farm families and cooperatives. And I'm like continuing his legacy now with a fintech, but it's not a normal digital bank. We do microfinance, payments, everything powered by blockchain. Our core banking system was made from scratch to that purpose, to put together this new economy of the cryptocurrencies with the traditional economy and to be able to empower, especially women, owned businesses in Brazil in far areas like the rural areas or indigenous communities, quilombolas and other communities that need the most. Like especially here in Brazil, 3 in 10 Brazilians are unbanked, or we called here also sub-banked. People can have a banking account, but most of the times they don't have credit, or the access to credit is very expensive. So we focus on the unbanked, sub-banked people. Some of the communities that we serve are, even the closest ATM is 120 kilometers far from the community. So yeah. It's still like some of communities don't even have internet. We sometimes, that's why I say we are not at all bank, because we go there and we install the internet. We do like everything that is needed, like also like financial education and education for the commercialization of projects and technical assistance. Like we go beyond just lending the money, but also like taking care of all the process to make sure that all the projects are successful.
And sometimes I forget how big Brazil is. And if you come out of the areas, let's say the south and southeast, where Rio and São Paulo is, there's such a huge area that is the infrastructure, especially like you mentioned, internet access is still pretty patchy. So Tainá, so why blockchain? Why did you guys use blockchain?
I realized early in the days, like I started investing in Bitcoin around 2015. And I saw how easy it was to purchase something or to do remittance and to really move the money across the world. And that was the thing that I wanted the most for the projects, to be independent and self-sustaining, to access international capital very easily. And I saw like the crypto rising, like all altcoins, like other possibilities, and to do the smart contracts, to be transparent, for people to invest. Like today, if using MAEDO technology, in after you open an account, in 3 clicks you can invest in businesses in Brazil. So this is something that we only can do with with cryptocurrencies, and also it's cheaper to invest. If I would wire money from the United States or Europe to Brazil, even to do philanthropy or donation would take like $50,000 or euros, would take a week to get here, and the banks would ask contracts and the whole bureaucracy around sending money across different countries is crazy. So I wanted to do something very easy, simple, transparent, affordable, and inclusive, like where you can choose the mm-hmm. project that you like and invest on it.
Just for me to understand a little bit, so MAEDO Seeds is the bridge between those unbanked or underbanked live in rural areas. And sometimes they have a business and they want to grow, and you facilitate the transaction between, let's say, investor.
Yes, correct. We have the funds that we raised on the ICO, but also the funds coming from mm-hmm. the utility of the currency. Today, an investor can purchase MDA in an exchange like Binance.
The MDA is MAEDO Seeds.
Yes, it's the main currency, mm-hmm. the publicly traded currency for MAEDO.
Oh, okay.
And with that currency, the utility is like investing into impact investment projects, and that have not just the impact, the return, the financial return, but also the impact and environmental return. So our mission is to humanize like finances and really like expand access to capital for people, companies, and projects that needed the most. We started in Brazil because I'm Brazilian and I see like all the thing and challenges that we have here, but main of the challenges that we have here I encounter in Africa, Southeast Asia, India. We are like the same, like people need access to capital and the education and how to implement the capital in a smart way.
Yeah, that's right. I think all developing countries, they have a common denominator in that sense, isn't mm-hmm. it? So Tainá, can you, for instance, I'm an investor. I want to invest my money in a project in Brazil and I come across MAEDO Seeds. How does that work?
You go to our website, it's mm-hmm. maedoseeds.com. You open an account. We do the normal check of if you open a banking account.
Like a KYC. Like yeah.
KYC, know your customer, and like everything that is needed to open an account. Then you can, if you are outside of Brazil, you can purchase the MDA into many exchanges. The main one is Binance, is the biggest mm-hmm. one in the world today. You can buy the currency there, and you can deposit into your MAEDO Seeds account. After you deposit, you can start looking for the projects. We have the profile of the projects, the story, mm-hmm. the impact based on the Sustainable Development Goals from the United Nations. So if you choose what is close to your heart, or if it's education, gender equality, to fight like poverty and hunger. And after you choose, you see the smart contract for the project. Most of the projects, they pay between 6 months and a year. And the return is a range of 8% to 12%, the return within that time frame. And then you can follow up with the project. We have the reports. All the reports are registered on the blockchain. So you have all the transparency around what you are investing and the results later when the project is finished. For the impact metrics. As an investor, you can start with $1.50, which is very democratic.
Right. So it's
less than a Starbucks coffee. You can start making an impact. And that's the purpose that we wanted to. We wanted something to be very no-brainer. Like people can just like...
Very straightforward. Yeah.
Very straightforward with... as little as like $1.50.
Do you want to share some of the success stories that you guys had in the last few years you've been around?
We have beautiful and inspirational stories. We have Donna Divina. She's a lady that coordinates a cooperative, all women on it, like businesses, and more than 100 women work with her and have been working with her through the years. So we made a beer out of Baru. It's a special nut from Cerrado. It's like the savanna area of Brazil. Yeah, so she came to us through one of my father's like connections. My father 10 years ago helped her to open up the cooperative. So we have like a long history with many of the cooperatives that we support today since my father's. That's what I feel like continuing his a legacy. But we work with her. We provide the financials and the capital needed. We did the business plan for the beer. We invited sommeliers and beautiful women to design from designing the can to the recipe of the beer. And also to distribute, everything is made by women all through. So it's a women's like a collective of that project that is into this third phase. So we did the first 2,000 liters of the beer, was very successful. And now we are doing way more, like because they want even more of the beer. So we help from the capital to the education and technical assistance, and also to commercialize into Moeda Market, which is our marketplace portal. And that is an example of like beginning to end a project that we support, but we also have coffee. So we work with the Women Coffee Producers Alliance on the project of the coffee that now we are replicating into other countries as well. With the indigenous community, we have Cacique Ligiani. In there was the most like impactful because we also like installed the internet, and we brought to the indigenous people many many beautiful designers to help them on the art the artisans to upgrade and to understand more about how to commercialize like high quality like end projects, and we help on the commercialization of the bags and like many beautiful things that they did in the Amazonia too. And recently we work with rural farmers to tokenize acai rainforest, and we made an NFT that is equivalent to the production of acai.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Acai is just for people that don't know, just heard of acai is a berry native from the Amazon. Mm-hmm. I think there is some supermarkets even here in Sweden can buy frozen acai, and it's very healthy. So mm-hmm. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about this? Tokenized acai.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been I believe everything will be tokenized one day because it's just easier to sell. If people are interested in the Amazon region, is also very bureaucratic to purchase a land and to get involved in a business in the Amazon is hard. So the NFT just came to be this like certified way that I can like trust and implement some of the metrics and logics, like an economic logic into that. So we put together one hectare of acai, and this one hectare we have 1,200 trees, and they produce 300 kilos of acai per year. So people that purchase this NFT can access the production of the acai, the royalties coming from selling the acai, the income on that. So if people would do the same in a normal traditional way, it would take months just to get involved into the production. And with the NFTs, just like purchase a token, and then you after a period of time, you receive the rewards and the income coming from that. So it's a technology that helped not just musicians and painters and like the art community that we heard most about it right now, but also like can help farmers, can help like other businesses to flourish and to make it easier for people to invest. Like you can invest in music, you can invest in art, yeah. You can also invest in the Amazon rainforest.
And to be honest, this is the first time I heard NFTs for social impact. So I would love to do a follow-up on that. It's just started now, you said.
Yes, just last month we got started. Last month?
Wow, so it's brand new. So definitely come back in maybe a few months, 6 months or so, we do a follow-up on that story. I'd love to see the results of that, how things are going. And Taina, this project sounds really amazing. You know, Baru beer, coffee, tokenized acai. What's the criteria for a project to come to Moeda Seeds?
Yes, we do prioritize women owned businesses. Mm-hmm. We don't exclude men, but being women has a good chance to be selected by us. We work together with the project to be self-sustainable. So we analyze the business plan, but we also help with the technical assistance to that. We select projects that are more participatory and has like the community involvement, like as more people than we can impact, the better. And also from like the rural areas and the distant areas, people that need it the most, we prioritize them too.
And at the moment, you guys are only in Brazil, is that right?
Yes, we are. We started mm-hmm. in Brazil, and now we are expanding to Latin America and other countries. We were selected by the MasterCard StartPath program, which is one of our fintech.
Congratulations. One of the top
thank you. For the accelerator program that can really help us to now to grow and to scale through other countries. So now we are ready to expand and implement the solution, the technical solutions that we built into other countries, ready mm-hmm. to grow and rock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be my next question. Where do you see Moeda Seeds expanding? Are you guys focused on South America? Or if someone is listening to this podcast and know about the project in another country, in Asia, Africa, would you guys be willing to take them on?
Absolutely, yes. Now, the core banking technology that we developed is structured in a modular way. So we are willing to white labeling part of the technology to other projects in other countries that see the need of like transparency on lending, the need of impact metrics and ESG metrics. We can do that. And we also have, we are building up this fund that we can also do the application of the technology that we built into other countries too. And now partnering with MasterCard, we can have like a larger network that can support us into other countries too. So absolutely, if you're interested like in like the countries that we envision are the development countries, like Brazil and Latin America, Africa, Southeast Asia, India. So those are countries that I see like the same challenges. Then what we built will be amazing for the impact too for those areas. And we are willing to partner. We are super open to that and to unite efforts. I think financial inclusion and after like all this like crazy pandemic, like many people will need help and support all across the world. And this is an effort that I cannot do by myself. If I can allow other moedas to happen, that's our purpose, like here, our mission to really multiply the impact.
Are there any other projects, any other companies using the same type of microfinancing with cryptocurrencies with their own cryptocurrencies like you guys do, or are you the first ones?
That we were one of the pioneers, but we have like Everlast, Celo also is doing something around this. So those are projects that I also follow up and would recommend. Celo is coming to Brazil right now too. So those are...
Where are they from originally?
I think it's California.
California, okay. So yeah, that was amazing. That was amazing overview. Thank you, Taina. But now I want to know a little bit more about you. So how did the Moeda Seeds idea come about? And how did you get involved with the blockchain?
Oh yes, as I mentioned in the beginning, the biggest inspiration is my father. And I grew up with him like taking me to the cooperatives and all the products from the farmers. I grew up like eating the food, the organic food, and like beautiful services and everything that they have. I grew up into this, so I saw the challenges and pain early into my childhood. And also I started coding when I was 12 years old, like as a curious.
Wow, 12 years old.
Yes. So I started supporting my father into like creating, when I was 16, I created the first social network for small agriculture farm families to link the offer of food to the public bids from the government. And like things like this, I started like very own, like how to put technology with as a service for the people. And I became like I'm self-taught in many different programming languages. I love like studying new technologies, and I started with Bitcoin in 2015, and I got in love with all the disruptive idea of like how you can decentralize like finances. And for me, that was like the key element that took me to study Ethereum and start like the Solidity code was like similar to JavaScript. So for me, it was like easier to code there and to start exploring. And I saw the smart contracts and all the capabilities to do everything in a more like transparent manner and affordable. And for me, it was like an enlightenment.
The light bulb moment.
Yes. So the technology released like part of me. And Moeda is my purpose in life. So it's like a dream. Coming to
yeah. And when did you found Moeda Seeds?
Officially was in 2017,
right?
But the whole ideas they have like many years ago, but officially the company in 2017 with the current business partners Issa and Brett. And the ICO, we raised the funding in 2017, when was the ICO boom in August. And then we could start the company and the fund and really experimenting into those like financial inclusive assets that we call the types of investments in Moeda.
And then you never look back, and now it's been 5 years and there's too much more to come. This is just the beginning.
Hard work, because we
had to build
all the core technology from the scratch. Like, it was hard, like 5 years ago, telling a normal bank to partner with us. The negative news about cryptocurrencies around the world was crazy, like with no regulatory framework or space. So we have to, let's build that, because no one wants to partner. So, but I see the solution, like we focus on the solution and the people that we impact. So today we use like different protocols of blockchain. We work with the traditional legacy systems too, but all in the service of good.
All in the service of good. Because I always say that all these other applications of blockchain, let's say social impact, also it's related to cryptocurrencies in your case, but it's not the main goal. The main goal is to make change, is to provide credit to people they have no credit. I think there's the big challenge in all developing countries. How does someone that's unbanked or underbanked, like we have in Brazil, get credit for the businesses? So that's an amazing idea. And Taina, how do people get in touch with you and Moeda Seeds? I'm going to put all the links in the description, but how is the best way for people to get in touch, either with a project or as an investor?
Beautiful. Through the main websites, moedaseeds.com, or any of the social medias, LinkedIn, Instagram, WeChat, Moeda Seeds as well, or directly to me, Taina Reese, in all the social networks too. We are willing and we are open for partnerships, for investors and other ideas to explore like successful potential ways to multiply the impact.
And you on LinkedIn as well, so people reach you directly through that?
Yes, absolutely.
That's great. So that was really nice, Taina. Thank you very much for the overview, for the explain about the project, explain about Moeda Seeds. And I'm really curious about the tokenized acai. So you definitely should come back. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. It's beautiful. It's a pleasure.